The moon was a crescent, shining larger and larger as they approached it, and showing its singular craters and peaks uncomfortably. The ship made for the edge, and it soon became clear that its destination was that secret and mysterious side, which is always turned away from Earth, and which no fully human person has ever beheld. The dead temples on the mountains were so placed that they could have glorified no suitable or wholesome gods, and in the symmetries of the broken columns, there seemed to be some dark and inner meaning which did not invite solution.
Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and today we're off to the moon. Bang zoom, as they say when they send someone to the moon. They threaten them, and then they send them to the moon. 1985, Berenstain Bears on the moon. And are we really going to the moon? I'll give you one guess. I'll give you no guesses. No, of course they're not really going to the moon. This is a book in which brother and sister bear literally travel to the moon and bounce around on it and play in the dirt with a dog. And I don't think this is supposed to actually be happening in bear country. It's weird. They don't have a space program. So let's chalk it up to no. And hey, gang, what happens when a story doesn't take place in bear country? Where does it actually take place? I'll give you no guesses. The Dreamlands. That's right. We're back inside Brother Bear's little ruptured psyche. What is going on? Why do you go to the moon? What does this mean? This is totally unlike anything he's ever dreamed about before. So what does it mean? What does it mean when you have the moon in your dream? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I did my research and I went and I looked up on several dream dictionaries what it means. And I got a bunch of definitions and explanations as to what it means when you dream about the moon. And I'm not going to talk about them because that's dumb. Don't read dream dictionary. They don't mean anything. They were completely made up off the top of somebody's head. That's ridiculous. We don't share a maybe a little bit, but there's just not. Don't even bother. They all mean death. That's pretty much it. They all mean death or money. And the moon relates to a lot of biological cycles. And I don't think that's what Brother Bear is dreaming about. So the moon. And what's going on in Brother Bear's head? Well, you know what? The moon is a very important part of life. And you see it. It's up in the sky. And it's always been there as far as human beings are concerned. And it's round. So what's going on? Let me just sort of take you through this book. This is going to take like 30 seconds. So Brother's having this dream. Just go with me. It's a dream. Brother's having this dream, and in the dream, he and his sister board a rocket ship in their front yard that has just sort of is sort of there. And Papa Bear brings some fuel. He fuels it up. About 20 neighbors show up to wish them well, and they fly to the moon, and they have a dog with them. This does sound like something a dream would be. Yeah, and you were wearing, like, sister's wearing a pink astronaut outfit. I'm wearing a blue one, but it's like this. The rocket ship is like this old-timey 1950s sci-fi rocket ship, and like the helmets are like fishbowl helmets, and the dog's wearing one. I don't even own a dog. It's just like it's kind of the neighborhood dog was there, and a few neighbors came, and we flew up, and we sort of floated around. There was some anxiety about whether or not we'd make it back to Earth, but that was all on the dog's part. And then we got to the moon, and we measured some craters, and we drove around in a moon buggy and took some rock samples and bounced around a little bit like you would think you would do on the moon. And then, like, we came home and we got back on the ship and we landed back at home and we hugged our parents, and that was it. And I think at the end we were kind of wondering about maybe going to a star, if that's a thing. So how would you interpret that dream? And if that was my dream and I told that to someone, they'd be like, I don't know, maybe you want to go to the moon. Like, maybe you just want to go to the moon. Maybe you want to hang out with your sister more. This might be a break for Brother. This might be, we've been reading a lot of books. Brother is now firmly settled into a personality. He's a little boy, basically. And I think he's now free to have adventure dreams, excitement dreams, dreams that aren't so much about his own personal fights with his father and with his position in the world. I think he now has a position in the world. He doesn't have to worry about saving his dad every 5 seconds. He doesn't have to worry about being a leader of men. He doesn't have to worry about what he's going to be doing the next day, who he's going to be, what his identity is. He's now firmly ensconced in being Brother Bear. And, you know, Brother Bear has a lot of models and an interest in science and an interest in the world around them. This seems like a thing that he would dream about. And I find it very telling that his sister is there with him. There's a bond between the two of them. It's an annoying bond for him sometimes and for her sometimes. But she is definitely a part of his experiences. She's not bothering him or annoying him. They have a strong sibling bond, so strong that he brings her with him. And I find that nice. It's comforting as a reader, as a Berenstain Bear fan, to know that Brother is thinking about sister, is dreaming about sister, doesn't quite have a grasp on the whole like surface of the moon thing or what astronauts actually do, but that's fine because this is Brother Bear's dreamlands. They spend most of their time in one little spot on the moon and don't do much exploring, so it's, I guess, more about the experience of being there. Let's talk a little bit about these craters. They look more like volcanoes. They're impossible. There's rifts and valleys and cracks and crevices, mountains, and the sky is black and void. There are no stars in this sky. And the Earth is a featureless blue ball. Huh. I'm going to go out on a limb. I don't think they're on the moon. No. No. This isn't the moon. Brother's smart. Brother reads science books. Brother knows what he's doing. This isn't the moon he's on. They ended up in the wrong place. This is a bad situation. The book doesn't really give away that fact that they are in a bad situation. They seem to be having an enjoyable time, but they do cut their visit pretty short. I think what happened is Brother intended to dream about going to the moon. But as his dreaming ability has proven to be so strong, he jumped realities in this dream and ended up in another part of dream space. On a rock, a dead rock, in an area between galaxies, because there is no presence of starlight anywhere, orbiting a planet that I don't think he would want to visit. It looks like some sort of green swamp world. Let's say it's a planet of intelligent mosses. This is a book. This is a transitional book. This is the book where we start learning that Brother is no longer a dreaming bear. Brother is a dreamscaper. He can shape dreams. He can visit the dreams, maybe not of others, but he can visit alternate dreamlands. Brother has left his mark on the moon, and here's the problem. I'm going to take back what I said. This isn't about Brother wanting to spend time with sister. Brother dragged her along. You see, when he enters his dream state, it pulls in the energy of those around him. It feeds on the subconscious of those around him. He's now strong enough that sister, being in the bed above him, is close enough to have gotten caught in the maelstrom of his psychic siphoning of his need, his pull. He needs that psychic energy. Her consciousness or subconsciousness got caught in this whirlpool, pulled into his dream. She is now there joining him. The book begins with them staring out of a portal. This is not a window. This is a portal. It looks like they're looking at the moon. It says, on a night before the bear's big day, they look at the moon far, far away. But that's not a moon. That is a hole. It is a hole in the darkness. It is a hole in the night sky. That is where they're going. Brother doesn't realize it yet. He thinks he's aiming for the moon. They are heading for a breach between universes. That's where brother is going. He's dragged his sister along. Who is this dog? I'm going to tell you right now. This is the neighborhood stray. This is the neighborhood stray that has wandered too close to the treehouse. Just at that moment, wandered too close to the treehouse, fell asleep right by the treehouse. Brother sucked it in. So he sucked in the dog. He sucked in Sister Bear. Now, Sister Bear is a lucid enough dreamer. She understands that wackiness happens in dreams. So she's along for the ride. You know, she's game. The dog isn't. Look at the dog throughout the beginning of this book. It is terrified, right? It doesn't know what's happening. They're leaving the earth behind. The dog is frightened. When they're playing around in the gravity, the dog is not cool with that, right? The dog does not know if they're going to get back to earth. The dog is terrified as the earth gets smaller and smaller. They breach. They land on the moon-like world. And they begin to explore before realizing they're in the wrong place. They load up. They land. They're back. The book ends with them gazing out at the stars. There is a danger of journeying through the dreamlands, for you are not the only resident. You are not the only inhabitant. You are not the only visitor. Brother has breached the borders of dream. He is on the beginning of a dangerous quest, a dangerous journey, and unfortunately, he has dragged his sister along with him. She's in danger. He is in danger. Bear Country is in danger. The Berenstain Bears on the moon is not what it says it is. The Berenstain Bears on the moon, it should be called, !! Dangerous stuff. Scary stuff. Frightening stuff. I don't know when the next time we'll be visiting the Dreamlands is, but we're going to have to remember this, where we were when we found out about Brother's mistake. Other than that, the artwork is very interesting because the cover definitely looks like it was done by a freelancer. I can't tell for sure, but we got that eye thing going on again. Brother's face, sister's face, they don't look quite right. The interior art, a lot closer to Stan and Jan. So I'm going to guess that the interior art was done by them. Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to tell. It's really hard to tell. Huh. It could be a freelancer working off better character models, or it could be Stan and Jan working off their own character models. The characters look kind of chunky and heavy-lined, but that cover is definitely not them. The Berenstain Bears on the Moon has left me buff-fuddled, friends. Buff-fuddled. It's a pretty enough book, though. Nice coloring, nice layout. It's quick. If you have a little kid, read it to them. It is cute. Up, up, up rhymes with pup. Moon or bust. We must. That's pretty much what you're getting. There's not a whole lot else to say about it, except that it is a dangerous book. Bear that in mind. All right. Well, that's it for this week. Join me next week when we get back to first-time readers. I cannot wait to dive into some of the books coming up. We've got Strangers coming up. We have got Manners coming up. We've got some No Girls Allowednesses coming up. A lot of excitement. I'm Phil Gonzalez. You can find me at BStainBearcast on Twitter. You can find us at BerenstainBearcast.wordpress.com. You can write to me at BerenstainBearcast@gmail.com. Or you can find us on iTunes, rate and review us. We got Dreamlands episodes. We got regular book episodes. We are all over the place. This was a weird week. I will see you next time. Please, please, please tune in deep